I'm sorry. I had the urge to say hallelujah. I'll restrain myself. But what are we to make of his counsel to his fellow Israelites? Which in a sense is today's subject, that, quote, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, the non-Jews, to provoke the Israelites to emulation, unquote, thereby reconciling, unifying the world. What we said of Prince is true, I think, of all the prophets who have a personal experience of the infinite. They are strategists. They look long and think deep and see what is obvious once we see clearly, that our unity across the false divisions created by those who long to control us is key. And notice, he speaks to the Jews and now to all of us as a nation, which as a nation loses nothing, is only gaining. And there is no judgment, only a realization of what is. Truth's realization, our unity, our love, a fulfillment which must be because it is our nature, which to mutilate or disdainfully use shows contempt for that from which we come, our source, the infinite, and will be corrected, balanced, restored. Prophecy. The word of the prophets must likewise then be viewed as positive, which does not diminish our suffering at power's hands from its ignorance, but does place us beyond it. And once we hearken, enables us to realize it, our life's purpose, a cause of joy. Adulterated? No, truly. The joy that comes from our own process of understanding, which is God, the all of it in us, far supersedes our recollection of the moral evil done by the dead ones, the lost souls. But they have to be gone. That is the task at hand, not punishment, but ending their command, their ability to harm us and our earth, our grandmother. Our task is to end the brutal regime of class, power, of rank, of the works of man attempting to trump grace, which is what we're left with, grace, when those in need of souls devote their lives to finding them, once they're off on their journeys, tinkering with no lives but their own. So this, the establishment of freedom, is our work. If we choose to be disciples of it, if we want to grow the energy of our souls. So Prince is right, we must ignore them, which for most resolves into choosing to. Just that simple. But we also have to think more about what it means to ignore them in the context of persecution. Because Paul is clearly organizing his day's version of the Rainbow Children. Those willing to do the work. And I think we will see that ignore them is just a way of describing our resistance. For instance, I love what Garrison Keillor said in the New York Times of January 25th, 2018. Quote, I paraphrase, I am an honest writer of fiction. Look for the truth of this in the novel. I write about it. Well, okay.
I am a dog outside your door.